This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and CPNUML Chairman KP Sharma Oli discuss issues including appointment of Chief Justice, formation of Parliamentary Committee and TRC Bill. Eid al-Fitr being celebrated by the Muslim community today, Acting President and Prime Minister extend their best wishes. Supreme Court orders Kathmandu Metropolitan City to collect garbage from Singha Darbar premises within 3 days. And more than 400 people killed in fighting in Sudan. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and Chairperson of CPNUML KP Sharma Oli held a meeting yesterday. Prime Minister's press expert Manahari Timilsina said in the meeting held at Prime Minister's office in Singha Darbar, the two leaders discussed contemporary issues, including the meeting of the Constitutional Council, formation of parliamentary committees and bill on transitional justice. Prime Minister Dahal called a meeting of the Constitutional Council on Wednesday morning, but it could not decide the name of the name to be appointed Chief Justice, despite having talked about the matter earlier. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has assured the private sector that any law suppressing private sector or bringing negative impact on industry or business would not be formulated. In a meeting with the newly elected office bearers of the Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry at Balwatar yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal said any law shrinking the private sector space or negatively impacting it would not be formulated at a time when the country's economy was grappling with crisis. Similarly, FNCCI President Chandra Dhakal drew Prime Minister Dahal's attention, saying a process had been forwarded to make a bill keeping the private sector under the jurisdiction of the Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority. Supreme Court has ordered Kathmandu Metropolitan City to manage garbage of Singha Darbar and the Office of the President within 3 days. A single bench of Justice Prakash Man Singh of the Supreme Court yesterday issued an interim order to KMC to collect the garbage and manage them within 3 days from the day of the issuance of the verdict. Today marks the celebration of Eid al-Fitr, one of the biggest festivals of Islam. During the month of Ramadan, which precedes Eid, members of the Muslim community abstain from food and drink during daylight hours. Ramadan is the ninth month of the Hijri year, according to the Islamic calendar. Muslims believe that the holy book of Islam, the Quran, was revealed during this month and that Allah's blessings are particularly abundant during this time. Giving to charity, serving the poor and needy, and collecting zakat are all important features of this month. Meanwhile, Acting President Ram Sahaya Yadav and Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda have extended best wishes on the occasion of Eid. Chairperson of National Assembly Ganesh Prasad Timilsina and Chairperson of the State Duma of the Federal Assembly of the Russian Federation, Yachislav Volodin, held a meeting yesterday. Chair Timilsina is on an official visit to Russia at the invitation of Speaker of the Federal Council of the Federal Assembly of the Russian Federation. Chair Timilsina's secretariat said during the meeting the duo held discussion on issues of promoting inter-parliamentary cooperation between the two countries by exchanging visits. He also thanked Russia for its interest to export fertilizer and wheat to Nepal. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Sakti Bahadur Basnet has said the private sector has an important role in expanding access to alternative energy through the renewable energy technology in the villages. In a meeting with the team led by Gunaraj Thakal, President of Renewable Energy Confederation of Nepal in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Basnet expressed government's willingness to collaborate with the private sector to develop and promote renewable energy technology. The Election Commission has set up a by-election security management monitoring mechanism to conduct April 23rd by-elections in a free, fair and fearless manner. The mechanism is led by Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Home Affairs, Jitendra Basnet. The Nepal-India border points in Bara districts have been sealed for 72 hours in the view of by-election taking place in Bara Constituency No. 2 on the 23rd of April. Issuing a press statement, the District Administration Office Bara said that the border points will remain closed from 12 midnight yesterday to Sunday midnight. Similarly, the vehicular movements along the postal highway in the district have been closed except for emergency vehicles from Saturday midnight to Sunday at 7 p.m. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The World Health Organization has said that at least 413 people have been killed and thousands injured in the fighting in Sudan between the army and the rebel paramilitary force RSF. The UN Humanitarian Office said an increasing number of people are running out of food, water and power, including in capital Khartoum. According to the Al Jazeera, the violence was triggered by disagreement over an internationally backed plan to form a new civilian government 4 years after the fall of former leader Omar al-Bashir to mass protest and 2 years after a military coup. Heavy fighting continues in the Sudanese capital even after Sudan's army declared a truce, dealing a blow to international efforts to end almost a week of fighting between the military and a rival paramilitary group. The army said on Friday evening it agreed to a 3-day truce to enable people to celebrate the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Fitr. The U.S. Supreme Court has preserved access to a commonly used abortion pill, ruling the drug can remain available while a legal case continues. According to the BBC, in a split decision, it also rejected restrictions on the drug implemented by a lower court, essentially maintaining the status quo. The future of the drug was called into question after a Texas judge sought to invalidate its long-standing approval. The case could have wide-ranging implications for abortion access. Now, sports cricket. Nepal defeated Oman by 84 runs in the second game of the ACC Men's Premier Cup held at Thrivan University Cricket Stadium yesterday. In yesterday's match, Nepal posted 310 runs on the scoreboard despite losing 2 early wickets. Kushal Malla scored 108 runs in 64 balls for Nepal. Likewise, Sompal Kami scored 62 runs in 48 balls and the score got a boost with quick 29 runs from Karan Casey in just 15 balls. In reply, Oman could score only 226 runs, losing all wickets. Nepal took 9 wickets while one Omani player was retired hurt. Sandeep Lamechani and Karan Casey took 3 wickets each for Nepal, while Dipendra Singh Airy took 2 wickets and Lalit Raj Bangshi took a wicket. With this, Sandeep Lamechani has broken the world record of fastest ODI 100 wickets, leaving Afghan player Rashid Khan behind. Sandeep met this milestone in 42 games, while Rashid Khan had taken 44 games to reach 100 ODI wickets. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly and mountainous areas and Kosi province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers are likely to occur at a few places of Kosi province and hilly regions of the country. Kathmandu's weather report for the past 24 hours, the maximum temperature was 28.9 degrees Celsius and the minimum temperature was 16.3 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli discuss issues including appointment of Chief Justice, formation of Parliamentary Committee and TRC Bill. Eid al-Fitr being celebrated by the Muslim community today, Acting President and Prime Minister extend their best wishes. Supreme Court orders Kathmandu Metropolitan City to collect garbage from Singha Darbar premises within 3 days. And more than 400 people killed in fighting in Sudan. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.